that after the Maisa that Moshe Rabbeinu had said that it's very difficult for him to carry, but Allah is going to cry as well. Hashem said, beside it, I'm going to call, I'm going to get together 70 nations. Hashem said, gather to me together 70 people, 70 ish. They will be there has to be 70 each, and they will be take so from some of you that you won't have to carry it by yourself. Shabbat was worried to carry the whole lot himself. It's difficult to carry. So Hashem said, you know what? You do Mashabenu. When you take them with me and you manage them with dual of a covered, you should see how they're coming in with Klal Yisrael. Who are these 70 ish? We're going to be Zerichot to Nebuah, Rabbi Yisrael. Which is an unbelievable koch of Nebuah. That they weren't Zohar before. But this Nebuah is a chelik of Moshe, even though we know the Nebuah that they got did not diminish from Moshe's Nebuah. But, as Chazal say, the man Moshe Doyen Moshe Shol the Nesh Munach Al Gav Minoyre VaAkom Adlikin. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Koyach HaNevuah developed, and Avada from his Nevuah they drew from his Nevuah. So the Meila at the end of the day, the Matthias was that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't losing, but he was going to be giving over from his Nevuah to them, and now there would be other leaders who would be able to, with their Koyach HaNevuah, to be able to handle the Am. So we would think, who are these people that are going to be Zohar to this much regular by itself? Who are these people? What is that Madrega? These Gedolei Olam? Are these people who, what characteristics do they have that they should be Zohar to that Madrega of Nevuas Moshe? We have to understand what's going on over here by itself. The Imamish had unbelievable Nevuah. The koyach of Nevuas Moshe. So my Hashem says, "Vayoyim Hashem on Moshe ve'esvul shivim ish v'zikni Yisrael." Hashem says, "The Moshe gathered to me 70 men v'zikni Yisrael from the elders of Israel. Asher yadato ki heim zikni ha'om v'shoytro. That you know that the zikni ha'om v'shoytro." Says Rashi, "Oysom shato makir shenismanu aleim shoytro v'mitzrayim ba'avodes perach." Who are these elders? These were people who were the kapois, whatever we call it. They were in charge of the Yidin in Mitzrayim. Vayimirach mimaleyam umukim al yodom. They would have mercy on Klal Yisrael. And when the Egyptians said, "You guys are in charge here, where are the bricks? Where's the quota of the bricks?" So they would be Merachim, they would say, "Listen, this is all we brought in." But they would be beaten for Klal Yisrael. Atal Yismanu B'duloson Kiderach Shenitztar B'Tzorasa. Here the Torah tells us that they weren't necessarily Zoychot to this because of their greatness and level of understanding and their knowledge. You know why we observe Chotim Nevuas Moshe? Because this Nevuah is given, Rabbi Isai. What's the Nevuah given to, Rabbi Isai? Why is Hashem giving Nevuah? This Nevuah special that we're given now. The Nevuah is given for Klal Yisrael. The purpose of Nevuah is Hashem wants to talk to Klal Yisrael. And to talk to Klal Yisrael, he has to talk to Nevi'im. Navi, Rashi says in many places, learn of lips. Nivs, Vasayim. The lips. Navi means a person that speaks from his lips. A Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to talk to Klal Yisrael. How does he talk? He talks through Nevi'im. They're his voice. They're his... his pipeline to talk to Klal Yisrael. But if you have nothing to say to Klal Yisrael, so there's no purpose in the Nevuah. In fact, the Gemara says in Megillah Yudalit, Memchas Nevi'im, many Nevi'im Amdu, the Klal Yisrael, even 600,000. But what was written down in the Sefer Nevi'im was Nevi'is that was needed with Doris. It was always found, certain Nevi'is that was needed for that time, but was Nevi'is the Doris? That was the top, what was the top? But Lamaisa, Rashi doesn't know three of them. Anyway, Lamaisa, Vaita. So Lamaisa, the Vilna Gaon says Mitzvah on the three. But anyway, the three of Rashi says. Anyway, Lamaisa, but Memchas Neviim, Amdu Neviim the Doris. So that was written down in Svarim. Was for the future generation. Was only necessary for that generation. Was written down. Was said over there. The Pshat, because Nevi'ah is what Klal Yisrael needs. So someone needs for only that generation that wasn't written down. Wasn't for all the generations, but it was Klal Yisrael. So they're the conduit to which Klal Yisrael is going to receive Hashem's word. Who's zochah to that, to be the conduit? About Moshe Rabbeinu. The honor of Mikol Adam. Because in order to be a Navi, you got to be an honor. You have to be mevatel yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to not hold of yourself too high. You can't be haughty to be a Navi. Hashem's not going to rest him spot on you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want haughty people. Hashem's Shechina doesn't dwell with haughty people. Soita. Hey. Doesn't dwell on haughty people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't live with haughty people. But I would think the characteristic trait should be, they should be taka. You know, amazing, and the chokhmah, that should be the number one. Avad, the Gemara says in the Dorim, Lamed Ches, that one of the characters you have to be a Navi, you have to be a chokhmah. You have to be a talmud. Here the Torah tells us the main ingredient why these people were zayich, the Shivim Ish, to be the Shivim Ish who are going to be in the Nevi'im, and take from Moshe's Nevi'is. When Moshe was supposed to have all the knowledge to be spread out, again, Moshe's not going to lose. They're going to be in the spot with Moshe. How would they circle to that in the Mount of Nevi'is? Rabbi Yisrael says, Rashi, it wasn't their chokhmah. It wasn't their wealth. It wasn't any other characteristics except because since they came in star with Klal Yisrael, now, because Hashem says they should be zeruch to the gedula, ad the yisman of gedulasa, v'derash nitzar. They put out their shoulders, they put out their lives, they put out their stress for Klal Yisrael. They took the blows for Klal Yisrael. They taken the blows, they got smashed, they got beaten up for Klal Yisrael. Their body, they put out their bodies for Klal Yisrael. They're going to zeruch to the gedula of Klal Yisrael. That's the soy color of voice in life. Those who put out for Klal Yisrael, those who do for the rabbin, those who do for Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't forget one thing. Eventually, you're going to gain. People that make a mistake. And Avada, a person has to know, Avada has time, has to use that well, and he has to be scrupulous with his time. But he has to realize also, when I put out for the tzibur, when I do for the tzibur, you have to realize, it's not a loss. People who do for the tzibur,
That's what it says. People do for the tzibur, because Baruch Hu pays back well. Because you're doing for Klal Yisrael. You're trying to help Klal Yisrael be successful. You're trying to make it that Klal Yisrael should. And Kosh Bo doesn't forget that. And when it comes now to be mismanaged things for Klal Yisrael, Kosh Bo doesn't forget those people. You're right to be the leader for Klal Yisrael, because you're doing for Klal Yisrael. You're not going to have individual success. You're going to have seaboard success. Populist success. Success amongst the populace. Because you doyeg for the populace. You doyeg for Klal. Those who are doyeg for Klal are zochet to be the leaders of the Klal. And there are many Talmidei Chachamim that even when we learn Torah, Boisai, we can learn for ourselves, or we can sit in the corner and learn for ourselves, or we can learn that we want to learn Torah and I have to help the Klal one day also. The more Torah I know, the more I can dispense it to others. The more Torah I know, the more I can be better in Kiruv, the Bosa. I've had a person has to know that he wants to go into Kiruv one day on college campuses. But he has to realize that the bigger the Talmud Chacham, the more knowledge he has, the better he can learn, the better Makarav is. Chazal say, Moshe Zocha V'Zicha. Moshe Ben himself, for 40 years, he was absolutely by himself, he was in his corner, he wasn't doing anything. But he was worried about Klal Yisrael. And that's the way of Oisai. You look at the success of the Klal. Many times it could be that you're not even holding by the Madrega, maybe, to be a leader of Klal Yisrael. Could be they weren't holding, these Zikmen. Maybe yes, maybe not, but it says, why were they Zikha? Because they took the blows. They took the pain. They had mercy on Klal Yisrael. They were Oisik, the Tzorcha Tzivu Amunah. And we see the tefillah of us, we say it in Musaf every week of us. It's a gewaldige of the tefillah. Too bad everybody wants to get to their meal already. They don't have time to think about what's being said over here. We want to hurry up, rush to the tefillah, to hurry up because we, another 2 more minutes, you know. We're sleeping anyways, 7.5 hours on Shabbos. So, it's another 3-4 minutes, but the tefillah might be too, the pillow might not be moichon on that one. But anyway, he's saying the tefillah, boy, says, you call it Oishka B'tzorcha Tzivu V'Amuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Tzchov Yosim Mekol Machalo V'yir B'chol Gufom Yizlach Ola Voinom Yishlach Prov HaChol Masa Im Kol Yisrael HaChayim. You get unbelievable schuiz, boy, says. A person is Zorcha, he should be healed from all sicknesses. What's the Pshara, boy, says? Because you have the schuiz of the Klal. And when you have the schuiz of the Klal, you could ask for the greatest things. Because if you're needed by the Klal, so Mela Kodesh Baruch Hu maybe will heal you because of the Klal. If you're needed by the Klal, may a person give you success to have more money. Well, that is because the Klal needs you. The more you're available for the Klal, the more you do for the Klal. Because we see in Rashi, they put themselves out for the Klal. Hashem says, you're going to be stuck with the Gedula because of the Klal. You have to realize that, Rabbi says. Some people in yeshivas, especially yeshivas, Rabbi says, people don't realize. They do things for the Klal, the Tzibur, without fanfare, without making a big deal about, oh, what I have to do that, oh, I have to do this, what I have to do this, what I have to do that, and it's a complaint. You don't realize, Rabbi says, it's doing for the Klal, you're not doing for yourself. And then the schusim are unbelievable. They tell the famous story, Rabbi says, and the Schneider's yeshiva. Name the story, it's in all the storybooks. It's good to rechaz it over. I think it even made it into, it's for sure a Pesach Kron's big book, it also made it to his daughter's book, which is, I think, for the little kids. The story of the two Moishes that learned at Rav Schneider Yeshiva in London. Two Moishes learned there, Rabbi Yisrael. And those times, they had to go and get, one had to be going and get money, they had to go and get the food, they had to go to the store, they go to the bakeries, they didn't have, like today's itself, they didn't have too much money. They'd go around to the bakeries and try to ask the bakers to give them bread and whatever. They'd go with a bag and they'd go around to get the leftover stuff. There was a year they learned that yeshiva, his name was Moshe, and he used to go around and whatever, after his day, or early morning, he'd get up early morning and go around to the stores and schlep
Not, you know, just because he wanted to help out these tzibur, go around every single morning without making a big deal about it, or complaining about it, just going around every morning, doing for the clown, collecting bread or whatever things, whatever from the bacon was left over last night, whatever it was, and bring it to the yeshiva. There was another Moshe in the yeshiva who used to wake up to the oilam. Used to be the Becca. He used to be the Becca. He didn't get paid for it necessarily. He didn't have to ask for money for it. He did it because he wanted to help Bachel to get up for the cloud. So everybody knows the story. The two Moishes became very big people in Klal Yisrael. The one who got the bread became Reb Moshe Reichman. You know, I don't think anybody would mind having a little bit of his wealth. And the one who helped Vek, did the Ruchnius for the Klal, was Zoicha. You know, Moshe Sternbach, Shlita, one of the Zoyle Ador today. And they tied it out, the story goes, they tied it out, the schuss, he felt that he got it. But wasn't that so he's learning? But he was doing it that others could learn. He was doing it for others. He was doing it that the cloud should be successful. There's two ways you can go about it, but people can complain and always say, no, why should I do it? Why should I get involved? Oh, there's other people in yeshiva could do it. Okay, you can say that 100%. Or you could be like the people that work for the cloud, the voice said. Everybody who works for the cloud sees the success of the cloud. Everybody who works for the cloud has unbelievable schuyas. And you mentioned, you see this tefillah. We didn't even do tshuva. It's unbelievable tefillah, the voice said. You see this tefillah, you go crazy. Now, how could a person want to designate himself for the cloud? Yislach l'chol avoyna, meaning 20 tshuva. Should forgive all his sins. Yislach l'chol avoyna, v'chol ma'aseh yedeyem. He should have unbelievable hatzlacha. Everybody davens for them. Because the schus of the Klal Yisrael has to keep going on. And the only Klal Yisrael go is that they're individuals who give themselves over without any fanfare, without any complaints, without saying, why always me have to do it? But they give themselves over and they guaranteed success for themselves. Guaranteed. Yishlach brocha v'chzoch v'chol ma'asi yadei. And all those who get involved with the tzibur and work for the tzibur, in gashmi yishav atzlocha, in ruchni yishav atzlocha, Rabbi Yisrael. It's never a waste of time. If there's others doing it, not so, but it's never a waste of time. Never to complain about it. Never to get yourself involved with the tzibur as much as possible. Whenever it's anything, and make your yeshiva a better place for yourselves. Make it a better place for Klal Yisrael. So say you deserve a wish of brother, but I thought of home.